It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 36, and we're going to begin reading with the 10th verse, Genesis 9th verse, actually. Genesis chapter 36, verse 9. As you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Glad that you've joined us today, and I hope that you enjoy the study. It's kind of a difficult study, a little bit, in the reading. And if you have glanced at that chapter, and if you remember you were with us last time, you'll remember all the words, because we're looking at the descendants of Esau. And so please, as we begin reading, be patient with me. Follow along with these names, and if you can, we're going to go from just the descendants of Esau to the dukes on to the kings. And so please, now as we begin to read, and I'm going to read to the end of the chapter, and so it's going to take just a little bit of time today. So please follow along with me if you can. I hope that you do. Genesis chapter 36, beginning to read with verse 9. These are the generations of Esau, the father of the Edomites in Mount Seir. These are the names of Esau's sons: Eliphaz, the son of Ada, the wife of Esau; Reuel, the son of Beshemoth, the wife of Esau. The sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zepho, and Gatam, and Kenaz. And Timnah was concubine to Eliphaz, Esau's son, and she bare to Eliphaz Amalek. These were the sons of Ada, Esau's wife. And these are the sons of Reuel: Nahath, and Zerah, Shema, and Mizza. These were the sons of Beshemoth, Esau's wife. These were the sons of Aholibamah, the daughter of Anah, the daughter of Zibeon, Esau's wife. And she bare to Esau Jeush, and Jaalam, and Korah. These were the dukes of the sons of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn son of Esau, Duke Teman, Duke Omar, Duke Zepho, Duke Kenaz, Duke Korah, Duke Gatam, Duke Amalek. These are the dukes that came of Eliphaz in the land of Edom. These were the sons of Ada. These are the sons of Reuel, Esau's son: Duke Nahath, Duke Zerah, Duke Shema, Duke Mizza. These are the dukes which came of Reuel in the land of Edom. These are the sons of Beshemoth, Esau's wife. These are the sons of Aholibamah, Esau's wife: Duke Sheush, Duke Jaalam, Duke Korah. These were the dukes which came of Aholibamah, the daughter of Anah, Esau's wife. These are the sons of Esau who is Edom, and these are their dukes. These are the sons of Seir the Horite, who inhabited the land: Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishon, these are the dukes of the Horites, the children of Seir, in the land of Edom. The children of Lotan were Hori and Hemam, and Lotan's sister was Timnah. The children of Shobal were these: Alvan, and Manahath, Ebal, Shepho, and Onam. These are the children of Zibeon, both Aja and Ana. This was that Ana that found the mules in the wilderness as he fed the asses of Zibeon, his father. The children of Ana were these: Dishon, Aholibama, the daughter of Ana, and these are the children of Dishon: Hemdan, and Ishban, and Ithran, and Kiran. The children of Ezer are these: Bilhan, and Zaphan, and Achan. The children of Dishon are these: Uz and Aran. These are the dukes that came of the Horites: Duke Lotan, Duke Shobal, Duke Zibeon, Duke Anan, Duke Dishon, Duke Ezer, Duke Dishon. These are the dukes that came. It was Duke Dishon and Duke Dishon. I missed the O and the A there. Are the dukes that came of Horai among their dukes in the land of Seir. These are the kings that reigned in the land of Edom before there reigned any king over the children of Israel. Bela, the son of Beor, reigned in Edom. The name of his city was Dinaba, and Bela died, and Jobab, the son of Zerah of Bozrah, reigned in his stead. Jobab died, and Husham of the land of Temanai reigned in his stead. Husham died, and Hadad, the son of Bedad, who smote Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his stead. And the name of his city was Avith. And Hadad died, and Shamla of Misraka reigned in his stead. Samla died, and Saul of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his stead. Saul died, and Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his stead. Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, died, and Hadar reigned in his stead. And the name of his city was Peu, and his wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab. And these are the names of the dukes that came of Esau, according to their families, after their places, by their names: Duke Timna, Duke Alva, Duke Jetheth, Duke Aholibama, Duke Elah, Duke Pinan, Duke Kinez, Duke Teman, Duke Mibza, Duke Megdael, Duke Iram. These are the dukes of Edom, according to their habitations in the land of their possession. He is Esau, the father of the Edomites. We said there would be a lot of reading today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you that you have allowed me to pronounce those names, and hopefully, Father, they were close to being correct. I thank you for the time and the opportunity that you give us to come together and to study your word. And as we proceed into the 37th chapter here soon, we'll find that we do leave the people of Esau, and we move to the people of back to the line that come through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But Esau is listed here, and we're going to spend a few minutes today just visiting over what we've just read. So please, Lord, that you would guide and lead us as we enjoy this study. Show us it's in your word, so we know it's necessary. It's important. And as we look through many of these verses of Scripture, there are familiar names. And so please help us to enjoy it today. Show us your way and will today. Bring us to salvation today if we do not know you as our Savior. Your word is powerful, and your word can bring us to your saving knowledge. Please, please, that you expose our sin and show us the way and the walk to salvation. Please, Lord, please do that today. And then help to continue to grow us each and every day. Thank you for your word. Now guide and lead us. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, you know, I kind of forewarned you of what was to come. And I don't believe that I disappointed you in all the words. I would love to... you take this chapter, and then you take the first 8 or 9 chapters in the book of First Chronicles, you'll find to be much the same as you go through all the names. Here it seemed like that we repeated the names several times, didn't we? We went from one family to the next, and then we went to those family became dukes, and then we went from there on to the kings, and at the end we come back through, and these are the dukes of the land. And so you'll find that the people of Esau, at least the record that we have, are some of the first that came up with the nobility, with the royalty. And so as we look at these statements, they begin to put themselves, these families of Esau, begin to put themselves into a place, a position of authority. And that's kind of what we have here. We're not sure really where it came from, other than the land was beginning from Esau. And the land of Edom, if you will look on a map, you'll find it to be on the southeast corner. It lays down in there off of the Dead Sea or the Salt Sea, whichever you like to call it. That's kind of the location of where Edom. And when Jacob and Esau separated, and remember we just read that last time we were together, that their herds got too big like Abraham and Lot's, and so they had to make a decision of which way to go. And we find that Jacob stayed in the land of Canaan, which he should because that was his promise. And then we find that Esau here, why he went south and he established a land known as Edom. Now, just a little bit of history here. The capital of Edom is Petra, and I'm sure that you've heard that name because it is a secure place, the rock Petra, and it's quite a fortress, a natural fortress is right there. And so that is the capital of Petra. Again, all these are the descendants of Esau, and as we look at the person of Esau, we find him to be a very outdoors man, a very athletic, probably a very handsome man, very strong. At the same time, with all these qualifications, sad to say, very worldly. And so we know the result because when we look at Obadiah, and we read that last time, and I'd like to read that once again this time, the very last book of the Old Testament. So if you find Matthew, Malachi is right there, but we've got to find Obadiah's close. Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Zephaniah, Haggai, Malachi, there we go. Obadiah is right before Jonah. Jonah's between Amos and Obadiah, and if you can't find it, it's just one page, so it's kind of easy to miss. We do have another scripture verse in Malachi, is what I was thinking about earlier there, and we'll read it in just a minute. Obadiah chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, "The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee, thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, Who shall bring me down to the ground? Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord." And so we find that verse in Obadiah here is very incriminating because of the pride of Esau. His pride that started in his childhood when he was very, very young, that pride stayed, and that pride stayed in the hearts of all of his descendants. And they were so prideful, they had no room or no place for God. They never thought that they needed God at all. And so we see a lot of people today that act like Esau's, don't they? They're very physical, and yet they have no place for God. So I hope that you will follow after the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, and serve him and not serve yourself or this world as such, because that's sure what the Edomites did, and they are again the descendants of Esau. Now we'll go to Malachi. I knew that direction, and I got sidetracked, and so as you go once again now, and you'll find the book right before, because it's the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi chapter 1, and the first verses 1 through 3, the burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. I have loved you, saith the Lord, yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith the Lord? Yet I loved Jacob, and I hated Esau, and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. The reason that the Lord has to say and does say that is because Esau has chosen every way except for the way of God. And so his result is going to be damnation, as is everyone that chooses to do the things of this life and not the things of God. And so we need to choose, we need to look, we need to watch after the direction that we need to go, and we need to be very careful in our service to the Lord and see that we praise and honor Him, not praise and honor this life and this world that we live in. As we look down through these, we've talked about Petra now. We have some names that are very familiar, and I understand even these names are familiar today in the region around the Edomites, even down towards into Egypt, and that's and over into the what we call the Arab land. Omar, Teman, Zepho, Kenaz, and Korah. I understand those are names that are still common in those lands today. Names that came from the direct descendants of Esau in this land of Edom. Again, Esau is the father of Edom, and we find that these some of the names, the Amalekites, are ones that we were just studying in the area of First Chronicles, and we find in First Chronicles the fourth chapter, I believe, fourth or fifth chapter there, as we were looking at that, we found these Amalekites, and here we find the Amalekites are listed in the verse of Scripture, and I think it's back in the 12th verse if I recorded it right. Yes, the Amalekites, these are the sons of Ada, Esau's wife. And you'll find those, now the Edomites, they live down on the southern east corner of the Dead Sea. If you go to the opposite side, you'll find the Amalekites. That's where they live, and they kind of live between the southern border of Canaan all the way over to Egypt. They bordered the Philistines on the west, the Dead Sea, the Edomites on the east. Their north borders would have been Canaan, and their southern borders, as it kind of curls around, you'll find to be Egypt. And so that's the region, the area that the Amalekites live in. And so we just continue to grow the picture here as far as Lot's descendants, Abraham's descendants, Esau's descendants. Now, the further descendants of Esau was the Amalekites, and they've come over to another section over there. And you noticed as we were reading this, why the wife of, this was his wife, the children were from this wife, as we come through each one of those sections. And then we came to the to part of those verses of Scripture that begin to speak of the dukes, and again the royalty that has been the nobility is nobles that have come from here, and they get themselves into a position, what we would look as a position of authority. And it wasn't just a title. They took it very seriously because they wanted to rule and reign. And then they even went further than that. And these are the kings that reigned in the land. Now, where did they get? You know, we go back to Egypt, where you find Pharaoh and their leadership there. Was Esau kind of following after that? Only he had dukes and kings, as you would speak to them. And again, I think that they took that very seriously. As we look into back at 1 Samuel, we'll find kind of what God thinks of kings. And we know, as through the study of God's Word, that we had judges and then we had kings in the nation of Israel. Well, let's see if that was God's plan or if that was man's choosing, if he decided to walk that direction. We go in 1 Samuel, and we go to the 8th chapter. 1 Samuel chapter 8, and we look at the 5th verse. 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 5. And he said, we can back up just a little bit before that. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah. And that's in the 4th verse. And said to him, Behold, thou art old. Thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. Look at what they wanted. This is the nation of Israel. They were to follow after God. They were not to have a king. They wanted a king to fight their battles. They thought if they had a king, then the enemy, when the enemy would come against them, that king would protect them, because that seemed to be what the kings did in the land. They would build up an army, and then they would go against the enemy as necessary. Well, that's what the nation of Israel decided, and did that. Did those suggestions come because they wanted to do it because the other lands had it? Let's do it like the other folks. You know, isn't that exactly what we're doing today? Isn't that exactly how we're filling our churches today? We're not doing it the way God instructs us to do it. We're not doing it by preaching His Word. We're doing it by bringing in all the things that the nightclubs and the bars and the taverns and all those places have had for years in all their music and the type of music. And he said, Oh, Larry, the words are great. You tell me what those words say, because most people have no idea what is being sung in those songs. And most of the time, the instruments are controlling it so much that there's nothing heard. All that is just being as the world. You have brought the world in. And so we're no different than the Canaanites, or than the Israelites were in the land of Canaan, when they came to Samuel and says, You're old, your boys aren't worth anything, so why don't you appoint us a king? Because he can fight our battles, he can rule over us, and we'll grow and be strong. Well, that's exactly what today the world is doing. We're bringing the thoughts of the world, and because here in Genesis chapter 36, we have Esau, the descendants of Esau, coming in with dukes and with kings. Well, God never intended on the Israelites to ever have such leadership as that. It wasn't long that after they had Saul was the first king. Do you realize why, what, how he was chosen? he was chosen. You want somebody like the rest of them. They chose a man like Esau. They chose a man that was tall and was handsome. He had no qualifications in leading the nation of Israel. He was not a man of God. But that was the first king that they had. That's who they wanted. You see, that wasn't God's perfect will. That was God's permissive will. Well, the second king, the next king, was David. The next king was Solomon. And at that time, the end of Solomon's reign, the nation of Israel was divided. We have a northern kingdom and a southern kingdom, the land of Judah and the land of Israel. And see, so it only took three kings to divide the land. And the northern kingdom never once had a good king. Every king in the northern kingdom was ungodly and wicked. Most of the kings, many of the kings in the southern kingdom was like that. Ended up in the end result was that both had to be taken out of the land, put into captivity, and some 70 years later they were allowed to come back. They were disobedient to the word of God. That's what kings did for them. That's what the kings did for them. It all kind of started right here. Now, what's going to be the result today? As our churches today are bringing in all the things and the ways of the world, that will work, that will build us, that will make us strong. But we're taking not God's plan to do it. We're taking man's ideas and principles and building our churches today. We need to stop that. We need to get back to singing the great old hymns in these hymn books. We've left the hymn books. We went to the big screens in front of the things. We sing the choruses. We don't open a hymn book. Most of us don't open a Bible anymore. Well, it's not going to be long. The judgment is going to come just like it came upon the nation of Israel as they followed after the way. And it could have very well started here as Esau's descendants started to establish dukes and kings. And instead of watching as they should have been towards the Lord, they were watching other lands and other people say, hey, this works. Let's try that. You think about the programs that you have in your churches. How many of those are God-led and scriptural? And how many of those are man-led and have nothing to do with the Word of God, actually are contrary to the Word of God? But you don't know that, because it's filling the pews. We don't care. Yes, you will. Judgment will come. So be very careful as you look at that. And as we look just at a glance here, and that's the time that we're going to spend with Esau's family, is just this. We're looking just very quickly and very simply at the descendants of Esau, and we've come down through to the 43rd verse there. We've looked at the weddings. The brides of Esau were two Canaanites and one Ishmaelite. Remember, Ishmael is the son of Abraham through Hagar to Ishmael. All these things come together. The statements that we read in Obadiah are something that took about 1,000 years to come to light. And so in our lifetime, are we going to see the corruption and the destruction of the local church because of what we have done to it in bringing the world into it with this music? And we've left the hymn books out. We've left the preaching out. We don't study the Word of God. We don't open our Bibles anymore. It doesn't matter what the doctrine of the church is, as long as my children, as long as we can come and we like to come and we're satisfied, that's good enough. No, it isn't. God's judgment is going to come. We need to repent of our sin. Get rid of all that garbage in the church. Stand up there and sing those beautiful old hymns that touch our heart before it touches our foot. And we need to begin to study God's Word and search God's Word and turn to Him. Are you going to lose a lot of people that's sitting in those pews? I guarantee it. You want to please God or you want to please man? That's the question that we need to look at today. Esau, of course, the only thing he knew is to please self, please man, and that's exactly what he did. But Israel should not have followed. We should not follow. We should stay with the Word of God. My dear friend, it's just such a joy and a privilege to open the Word of God and study the Word of God. it's a joy to read even of Esau, Jacob's brother. We see what's happened to him. There's no joy there. It's all destruction. What's going to be your choice and what's going to be your family? Are you looking to Jesus Christ today to have a family of life or a family of death? My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?